Hi, I'm Ruby and I'm 7 years old. And you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Ruby, and good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Monster Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Monster Quizlet and remind you how to win tickets to our upcoming Kids Commute live concert later in the show. Today, we're going to meet the worst dragon ever in music by British composer Wolseley Charles. He was born in the year 1869. Wolseley Charles was known for writing fun things to listen to that were usually played during comic programs and little monologues set to piano. His most famous is called Sam Pick Up the Musket. Here's a little bit of that.
Sam, pick up the musket, the sergeant exclaimed with a roar. Sam said, thou knocked it down, treat and thou'll pick it up. For it stays where it is, on floor.
As you can tell, Wolseley Charles was a great storyteller. And today's story is called The Green-Eyed Dragon. He's got 13 tails, and he just hangs out on a princess's front porch, and he has a terrible diet. He eats all of the meanest things possible. You'll hear in the song, it says, he'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. And for lunch, he'd try a policeman pie. I mean, this is a really terrible dragon. So what does it take to take down this dragon? Well, it turns out to be pretty simple. The princess bakes a plum cake, and the dragon can't digest it because the plum cake is too nice for him. Remember, he only eats things that are mean to eat, like puppies or policemen. He's just the worst. But that's all it takes. The plum cake is the end of him. Today's music is sung by tenor John Ayler.
Once upon a time lived a fair princess, most beautiful and charming. Her father, the king, was a wicked old thing with manners most alarming. And always on the front door mat, a most ferocious dragon sat. It made such an awful shrieking noise, so all you little girls and boys beware. Take care of the green-eyed dragon with the 13 tails. He'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. Then off to his lair each child he'll drag, and each of his 13 tails he'll wag. Beware, take care, and creep up on tiptoes. Then hurry up the stairs and say your prayers, and duck your heads, your pretty curly heads, beneath the clothes, the clothes, the clothes. That dragon, he lived for years and years, but he never grew much thinner. For lunch he'd try a policeman pie or a roast MP for dinner. One brave man went round with an axe and tried to collect his income tax. The dragon, he smiled with fiendish glee and sadly murmured, R.I.P. Beware, take care of the green-eyed dragon with the 13 tails. He'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. Then off to his lair each child he'll drag, and each of his 13 tails he'll wag. Beware, take care, and creep up on tiptoes. Then hurry up the stairs and say your prayers, and duck your heads, your pretty curly heads, beneath the clothes, the clothes, the clothes. Dragon went down to the kitchen one day where the fair princess was baking. He ate by mistake some rich plum cake which the fair princess was making. That homemade cake he could not digest. He moaned and he groaned and at last went west. And now his ghost with bloodshot eyes at midnight clanks his chains and cries, beware, take care of the green-eyed dragon with the 13 tails. He'll feed with greed on little boys, puppy dogs, and big fat snails. Then off to his lair each child he'll drag, and each of his 13 tails he'll wag. Beware, take care, and creep up on tiptoes. Then hurry up the stairs and say your prayers, and duck your heads, your pretty curly heads, beneath the clothes, the clothes, the clothes.
Hide under the bedclothes. Avoid the dragon at all costs. Or just make him a plum cake. That was music by Wolseley Charles, the green-eyed dragon. All right, kids, commuters, time to give you our Quizlet, give you a chance to win a prize pack and some tickets to our Kids Commute live concert coming up. Let's start with the Quizlet. We are asking you this week, who is this monster? He's a star of the children's show Sesame Street. He is blue and furry with googly eyes. And he usually eats sweet treats, but will occasionally have fruit or veggies.
Me hear it.
Yeah.
Me hear carrot.
Yeah.
Oh, and broccoli. That really moist, delicious broccoli.
Who is this monster? Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And whether or not you know the answer to the Quizlet, send us the word tickets to 231-237-7482 for your chance to win tickets to see Kids Commute live coming up in Corson Auditorium here at Interlochen on Saturday night. This is going to be a huge concert with the Interlochen Arts Academy Band, a live episode of Kids Commute where we're going to learn about the music as we listen. And of course, everybody interact for the big exciting finale, Godzilla Eats Las Vegas. We'll even have a cookies and milk party here at the station before the concert. So, 231-237-7482, and hopefully we'll see you on Saturday. Okay, I'm Kate Botello. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Look out for dragons. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.